Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. This morning usually when I get up, I'll read and I'll do things. This morning I did a little bit of work and I got angry. You know what I mean? I'm insta-mad. And it was before I started working the Word. So I started by becoming angry. And then I started reading and I had to constantly go back. And it wasn't until I prayed and just asked God, like, you got to just let me do a good teaching, number one. Let me do whatever needs to be talked about or teach on, whatever you want me to teach on. And kind of get my soul calm. And as I did that, I happened to go over this, which I'm going to go over about being humble. And it just softened my heart. And then I turn around and convict myself. The thing is that that's what the Word does. It softens you. It brings you back to, it grounds you. It brings you back to the things that matter. And you got it. That's why the Word is so beautiful. It constantly works on you to change your moral position. It that godly grief, it worketh to change in your moral position. You can't read the Word and not have it affect and cause effect in your life. And that's, again, why I love it. That's why I love reading and I love taking the time in the morning to kind of calm my mind down and get this stuff in, because it'll work with you and it will show you the things. It dispels the darkness. It'll show you the things that you need to work on and need to change in your life. And that's for sure. So now that I'm feeling way calmer and okay, if you go to chapter 1 of Peter, it's actually Peter 1, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. It says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace unto the humble. This is an important verse. Like, are you prideful? Are you proud? Do you not need God? I don't need Him for this. I don't need Him for this. I don't need Him for this. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. You gotta know in your heart that you need God. Look, I need God for a lot of things. I mean, there's a lot of things. Like right now, this is the first year where we're finally up in our business. Like, we're doing well, and I'm freaking out about having, like, what do I have to do? It just creates all these new issues. But I'm not gonna lean on my own understanding. I'm going to go to God, and God, you got to show me. And then God will open up the doors on who to talk to or what to do or how to handle things. And He already has. If you're a stubborn person or super independent, you still can lean on God. You got to know that God is in your life constantly. That's what this is about. Humble yourselves. Verse 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. This is another big one. Time, I think it's like time and I don't remember the verses, but time is just as important as knowing the quote unquote laws. Knowing that it's on God's timing. It's always on God's timing. So you got to be humble, and you also got to know that it's on God's timing, and He's going to exalt you in due time. That thing's going to happen when God wants it to happen, and it's not on your time. Verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. It doesn't say casting all your care upon Him just because. The reason why you cast your care upon Him is because He cares for you. And He loves you as a son. You got to be humble. You got to know that there's a time for everything. And you got to know that God cares for you enough that He wants you to cast your care upon Him. That's why you pray. That's why you declare your cares. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in you, are in your brethren that are in the world. The same things are going on to your brethren that are in the world. Resist the devil, be sober, be vigilant by casting your care and being humble to God. Finally, verse 10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. He's going to establish you. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to settle you. And it all comes from being humble and knowing in your heart that you need God. Drop your guard. Start to get warm and loving and get to that nervy, but I call it nerves, where it's like it's so soft that you look at God and you just break down and you let him know what's going on in your life. He will take care. He will provide. He cares for you. He wouldn't put it in the word if he didn't. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, and I say it over and over and over and over again, when you pray to God. You never pray to Christ Jesus. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. It's biblical. Have a beautiful day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything you do for us again. And I pray for I thank you that you soften my heart and you calm me down when I need to get calmed down. I thank you for recognizing that, showing me kind of who I am and learning that, you know, I get hot, but I settle and simmer. I thank you again for each and every moment that you provide. I thank you for the great things that you do. I thank you for this country. I pray for it and that you just lift it up and get it going again, that we can really enjoy being here, Father. I thank you again for each and every one of your believers, that you take care of them, that you bless them, that you show them how much that you're in their life. And I thank you again for your son and what he gave, that we can live this way. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.